Was there anything in terms of toxicity in the trial that there wasn't a major difference other than death?
The serious infection rate was identical to 1%. The serious pneumonia rate was identical. The all grade 3-4 adverse event rate was identical. Deaths while the patient was on study was significantly more in the venetoclax arm. Deaths after the patients went off the study was also more in the venetoclax arm.
What randomized data did we have previously from other studies on venetoclax and myeloma?
In myeloma, none. This was the first randomized controlled trial. And again, as I said before, we already had data that the drug worked mainly in the 11-14 population. They should have gone only after the 11-14 population. They included all patients, which was a mistake. The whole trial, I think, studied only a small number of patients with the 11-14 translocation, which is a problem, right? They need to do a validation study.
I mean, that's why my first reaction was small number of patients, you know, maybe some kind of fluke, but I guess we will find out. It certainly seems like it's not going to be toxicity, but...
No. The overall trial was large. It was a 2-to-1 randomization. It was double-blind placebo-controlled trial. It has a lot of patients. I forget the number, but it has about 300 patients. And it's just that the 11-14 subset is a small group.
Right, yeah. That's like what would happen if you gave trastuzumab to everybody and not HER2 positive.
Exactly.
You'd have more cardiac problems or whatever.
Exactly.